Welcome to Travel Business Success Podcast, teaching you how to start, grow, and succeed with your travel, business, marketing, and career. Brought to you by AdventureBizSuccess.com and your host, Tim Warren. If you're looking for free tips, tools, and resources by industry experts to improve your bottom line, you've come to the right place. Join Tim now with more interviews, trends, best practices, and seasoned advice to help you succeed.
Hey, good day, folks. It's Tourism Tim Warren with Travel Business Success. We've got an amazing, great episode of Tourism Marketing TV today. I have a sister, N and Wei, on with LJ Biz, who are soft adventure and cultural tour experts of Southeast Asia, and they're calling in from Bangkok today. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Tim.
I know that it's early in the morning there, and but I was just really appreciated your willingness to be here. You sent me that email the other day, and gave me an update on how things have been going. It's been the slow season for you, and what caught my eye and why I wanted to do this interview today is that in spite of having lost ranking in Google with the recent changes and quite a bit of traffic, as many have, including myself, you had developed other channels of traffic, and your low season was one of the best that you've ever had, and your direct bookings were up. And I thought, this is a good, inspiring story that I thought others would find useful. So thank you so much for being here.
Yeah. Our pleasure, to do an interview and, talk with you after we finish the coaching for a while. I would like to thank that you are in, you open our eyes, in order to know other channels. Before we used to rely on just Google traffic, and you introduced a couple channels, like social media. I knew about the Facebook, Twitter, and other stuff, but I don't really know how to implement or integrate into my business. So it's been great help, to have other source of traffic. Even though it's not a lot, but it's the qualities, which is very important. And oh man, Google is badly hit me this year. I've been in business, and using online, for like 7 years. The traffic dropped badly, 50%. And yeah. Another bad thing is like agent also dropped the number of inquiry badly. Yeah.
No. Well, we're gonna go in a little bit later. I'm gonna ask you some questions in detail about something you just mentioned, is the quality of the traffic from these other sources. And I actually have some statistics from your Google Analytics. But real quick, why don't you tell our viewers what you do and where, so that people understand that.
We used to be a tour guide, and we opened a company, the tour operators. We are, nothing, just a tour guide. We want to open a company, and we're based in Bangkok. We opened a company in 2004. Yeah, we're based in Bangkok, and we operate by our tour guide in Bangkok, in Chiang Mai, in Phuket, which is the main city of sightseeing, and we do an overland trip for small and private customer. And we also send an extension customer to our neighbor country like Vietnam, Cambodia, Myanmar, Malaysia. And that will be an extension that if the customer interests, we can do that. The main business is from, it used to be, from the agent recommendation, from Vietnam, but main customer is from America. Mm-hmm. But right now we're getting more direct booking as we want, mm-hmm. Like bigger number than before.
Excellent. You had mentioned just a moment ago about that your traffic had fallen 50% and that your ranking had gone down. One of the things that you did this year, trying to improve that, understandably, was that you had invested in some search engine optimization work in the hopes of regaining your traffic. How did that go?
I actually knew a little about the search engine optimization, but I know how to optimize the keyword and page, for so long, and you need to submit that and those, and my web host, in Canada, they all have some tool to utilize that. But I decided, cannot see just the traffic drop. But this July, I tried the SEO service, from some country, and it turned out it doesn't help at all. Ever since I made them, and the traffic has been dropped over 30-40%. Mm-hmm. It's even worse than what I have applied to them, and it's very frustrating. What they do, I think they only do like submit the backlink, and they submit something for me, like email this, and I think Google doesn't like that. That's why the page length, some keyword actually is going up, but many of the keyword have been, many pages have not been indexed well as it used to be. And I actually not really like the service at all. I feel very, and need to be very careful to do the SEO service with some expert or some whatever that you need to rely on. And I sent a message to them several times that, you should do something or let me know what's going on, why traffic dropped so badly, but I haven't heard from them.
The reason I wanted to ask Wei and you that question, because I knew that from our email that your traffic had dropped, and also that you had not had great results from this SEO company. And I think that the key point that I want viewers to get out of this is that the tactics that one needs to do to regain ranking or to earn ranking these days have changed so much that you really have to work with a cutting edge company. And I mentioned to you before this call that I just interviewed the founder of the Google Penalty Checker because I recognize I'm as much a student as a teacher, and optimizing your site and doing the things that you need to do is so radically changed that you can't rely just on keywords. And one of the things that this guy said, he thought that in the future keywords might even be something that doesn't even count anymore. It's going to be all about social interactivity and authority and trust. And so if you're getting lots of reviews and comments and interactions on Facebook and TripAdvisor, he said that is going to essentially be a vote of confidence that you're an authority on your topic and will have direct influence on your ranking. And I said, well, that's perfect, because now I've been preaching for years the importance of getting your clients selling for you and getting lots of reviews, because that helps convert that quality. That's a high quality lead, and that's gonna convert over more. So I was thrilled to see that some of the work that you've done, and we're going to talk about TripAdvisor in a second, has led to higher quality leads and sales conversion, and it's going to start helping with ranking too. So we'll talk more about that later. So that's good news. So why don't we talk a little? So you had mentioned that you're not going to rely on Google anymore. And what are some of the areas that you're going to build up more on to create more channels of leads and sales?
In terms of online, right?
Yeah,
online. Social media. Mm-hmm. Social media is very interested for me, and it will be another quality source of the traffic, which is lead that we don't need a lot of energy to convert them. And there will be continue growing, and I think I will Now I understand better about Facebook and Twitter, and you have introduced me about, you know, and about LinkedIn and Google Plus. And I just have time, you know, to look through it, and I think it will be kind of like expand, because I noticed that social media is not last forever too. Sometimes they have a new platform coming, and we need to keep update on that. Mm-hmm. And like YouTube, you know, it will be another channel that we interested too. And I don't know if I have my operation is you know, settled, I will go through you know, more and more of social media. And I think build a niche is very interesting for me. Even you have online traffic and you cannot sell everything. My product is very wide, you know, it's too wide. Mm-hmm. Because I have not been set up a good business plan at the beginning. And we want to do too many things for everybody. So I think it's not really mainly related to the online, but I need to step back what area that I want to work on. And if you remember that we decided on fit departure for,
mm-hmm.
And that will be some small step that we started to grow, that we want to grow. And it will go parallel with the social media thing.
Speaking of social media, let's talk about TripAdvisor, because that's one of the areas that you've been very focused on, and you've had phenomenal improvement in your ranking and your growth. So and boy, you've been involved with this too, because you've been getting, you do a lot more of the operations and the guiding, and you've been getting more and more of your guides to get reviews from TripAdvisor, which has gone very, very well. Has that been difficult for either for you, a way to get you or your guides to ask for reviews?
Actually, at the beginning, it's quite difficult because our tour guide didn't understand what is going to happen. But the idea is you just ask the people to help you. Just say that, write an email to the old customer that you're ready to drum up your business. They're very like willing to help you if they have a good experience with your company. Like some of them, not a computer person, they might not do it. But you can keep asking for the old customer if you have a list of the people who used to travel with your company.
Mm-hmm.
And also, sometimes you have to go out and have like some dinner with the customer that can get, you know, them and us like close to each other, and then they, you know, can help you to, you know, to tell the people or to post on the TripAdvisor that you're happy with this company, please come to, you know, like come to use the service. So,
and have you gotten a lot of good reviews in the last 9 or 10 months?
Mostly we keep contact to the people that are happy with us first. So most of them like come to Thailand 2 times or 3 times, so they're quite happy to that, you know, they post on the TripAdvisor and some of the other things and recommend their friend. So that's the most important. So to answer your question, we get a phenomenal review, and we didn't expect, you know, the ranking will go so high and the number of quality reviews, you know, and that we have. We used to be very ignorant about it, participate with the old customer, which is the worst thing that I know. You interview with other people that you can believe that some company did, but we did. We never ever contact with the old customer. Only a few that we met, or some of them that we keep continue to contact. But you're helping us to approach the old customer with a proper email,
mm-hmm.
and we get a very positive respond. Yet some client that we follow up, and sometimes, you know, people be busy with other things, but many of them are happy with our service. That's why the review turned out very good. And some people will not even think that they would review, and they review that, you know. Sometimes, you know, it's such a surprise to go to own record and notice that, oh, we have this kind of customer. They happy with us, you know. And I think it's nice, you know, to keep in touch with people that be with us.
So we like realize that since we met you, if you want to get a new customer, we choose maintain from the old customer, like keep contact to the old customer, and then they will sometimes they give you a new customer without any cost. This is like, you know, a good strategy.
Yeah, you had mentioned that your referrals had gone way up, your direct bookings had gone up, and your inquiries from TripAdvisor have gone up a lot this year. Did any idea what percentage of increase in TripAdvisor inquiries you're getting this year versus last year?
Well, last year we probably not have any.
Any, right.
We probably don't have any leads from TripAdvisor only this year. And actually the worst thing is we don't have a really good database to record that. But we get, you know, at least average, you know, around 10 to 15 inquiries from TripAdvisor a month.
Mm-hmm.
Average, you know, inquiry this year will be somewhere between 80 to 100 a month.
Wow.
Inquiry.
Uh-huh. Wow. And the quality of those leads coming from TripAdvisor, have they been generally pretty good for you?
It is. Compared with the Google AdWords, you know, very poor convert. We have a shorter trip, and sometimes we have a longer trip. The customer want to book a longer trip because right now we only list in Bangkok. We are not list in other places.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we have a longer trip, you know, that they want to join us.
One of the things that you just said is critical, and I want people to hear, and that's one of the themes of this whole interview, is that even though you may have lost traffic in Google, it's not just about quantity of traffic, it's more important the quality of that traffic. Before this interview, I did look at your Google Analytics to see your overall source of traffic, and I was looking at all the different sources. And I don't know if you were aware of this, that TripAdvisor, the TripAdvisor.com, the US and Canada version, is your number four highest source of traffic. And number 8 and 11 and 13, if you look at different geographical locations. But here's the important thing. Not only are you getting more traffic from them than before, but did you know that that on average, the traffic from TripAdvisor is about 300% better in page views, duration, and clearly now leads and sales, which I was really excited about for you.
Yeah, I noticed they stay longer. They more dig into more page view, and which is have more potential than the people that come and leave us very soon. It means like I don't know, maybe it way better. And when we said earlier about the SEO drop, you know, the person that dropped only Google, you know, because Google is the one that sent a lot of traffic to us. But we have increased the traffic from other sources, like TripAdvisor is tremendous, you know, increase, you know, and Yahoo and Bing, the traffic is not hurt, and Google is the one that hurts about the traffic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you know what your ranking is today in TripAdvisor for sightseeing tours Bangkok?
I think
yesterday I saw like 7.
7 is the activities.
For activities, but for sightseeing tours, you're number 4. You're the fourth highest rated sightseeing tour in Bangkok out of 80. So number yesterday, number 4 out of 80 sightseeing tours and number 7 out of 293 activities. Do you know what you used to be?
Oh,
if you don't.
The last one, 201, when we first tie up, you know.
Yeah.
And after we have the first customer that, you know, sign up for us in TripAdvisor, the ranking go up to
69.
Yeah,
69.
Yeah. I've been tracking this because you guys have done such a good job at implementing, asking for referrals from new customers and old customers. And I've been tracking it. When we first started, I put you down at number 89 of 189 activities and number 41 of 69 sightseeing tours. You've made a huge shift. But one of the things I just noticed just today is, wow, there used to be 198 activities listed in December of 2012 for and things to do in Bangkok. Now there's 293. So almost 100 more activities in Bangkok in less than a year, and you've moved from number 89 to number 7. So it's a huge gain, and it really wasn't that difficult to do, was it? I mean, it just was a matter of methodically applying this over time, right?
Yeah, I think when I look at, you know, at a TripAdvisor, it will be more and more tour operators that they notice that there will be China, you know, to access the quality lead, and they started to apply to be, you know, listed. Business list, to get a business list on the TripAdvisor. In some destination like Chiang Mai, I think it is more competitive than Bangkok. And you believe that Bangkok have more tour operator and the capital city, and Chiang Mai has more, you know, like, it's the area that we service to, you know, we have not reached the business yet, but we notice that it will be more competitive, you know, for both hotel and activities than we think.
Well, when you're getting you're corresponding with a lead that came in from TripAdvisor, and it may have come in from Bangkok, does it sometimes lead to conversations about tours in other areas?
Sometimes, and I have one customer that they send me a print screen, you know, and we have several customers that post on the TripAdvisor, but the list is not gone up. Like, we have customer that from a group tour from Philippines. He did the post TripAdvisor, and he mentioned about he went to Siem Reap and, you know, in Bangkok and other places, but the listing is not go up. I don't know why, you know. And another one, using Bangkok area, and the list is not go up. So all of them, you know, I need to email them in case that I have not seen the list, which is not good. I don't know why, you know. This is a limitation of the TripAdvisor as well, you know, for the company that had more business, just one destination.
Mm-hmm. I think
Go ahead. And another one is like post for us, they went to Laos, but the post is go to Laos, not belong to us. I don't understand that.
Huh. Well, maybe after the call, another time we can. I'd like to know a little more detail about it to understand it. Like all companies, that's growing, there's growing pains there too. TripAdvisor, you probably are not aware of this, just started advertising for the very first time on television here in the United States, and they're planned to spend $30 million U.S. In the next year buying television advertising, and they're going to compete head-to-head with hotels.com. And so they're going to get a huge, they're already getting tens of millions of visitors every month, but I think that their traffic is going to go up even more. So your high ranking is going to pay off for you more and more. That's good. So I like to talk, and we can just talk about business and marketing for a long time, but we need to wrap it up because I said I wanted to keep this to 15 minutes or so. But let's talk a little bit about the low season just real quick. So we've used more social media. TripAdvisor has worked well. And you've done more referrals and direct bookings. Is there any recommendations that you have for other tour operators or lodge owners out there about how to get more business during low season?
I think low season is a low season. People are not coming, you know, especially Thailand, we have a rainy. And I think you need to look at some market that it will generate money for you this month. You need to think who will come to your destination or who will, you know, what type of promotion to draw people in and in order to fill up that period of time. For me, for us, I think domestic, you know, will be area that we are interested to work with. And it will be something totally different, but it will be a local one that we it will be something new for us, but domestic, but work as an inbound guy. Because like university stuff, you know, and they have some student come, whether it's rain or not. And for you guys, you may think about what kind of customer will come in that period and work on that. Or be more specific on the product that you're going to sell. So it will not draw a lot of resource and the whole energy out of you. And you cannot measure whether it works or not.
Mm-hmm.
That will be very important to you guys to work on. Especially the small tour operators. We have many people, and some people we are training is not really work well. And focusing is a must do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good advice. Just in closing on this topic, because you can speak uniquely to this about what it's like to have a tourism business and marketing coach. We worked together a couple of times over this last year, and you first met me after getting my tourism marketing success course and doing some one-on-one consulting. You decided to do some more, which has proved to be not only fun, but it's helped you advance your company. So I'm going to ask you first, Boy, what have you found most useful as a leader of your company of working and getting coaching from me and having a business and marketing coach?
Actually, you opened my eyes in many sections that I never learned about the marketing before, because I'm graduated from the scientist. And since we come into this business, we found you in 2008, but we don't know exactly what is our mind. So we just read like some article, and then you disappear. We met you again in 2012. And I learned so many things from you, how to, you know, get more customer and how to follow up the people and how to like open some channel to, you know, to get more customer. And also sometimes we have to plan ahead, like we're going to see the client, what we're going to do to make them, you know, help us to, you know, recommend the people more and more. So I think this is the most that I learned from the two courses. Like, and probably like learn more than me, because I'm mostly going to take care of the travel agent.
Mm-hmm. How about you? And what have been some of your biggest gains that as a leader of your company that from working with a coach?
The biggest gain will be the money that we pay. We got it back. You know, we pay you and we got some more.
Yeah, we got more.
Back.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. And the second important thing is sometimes you have a business and you're busy doing everything, and you don't know which is the focus and which direction that you're going to walk through. And sometimes you think you know you know the detail, you know, like, you know, social media, you know, everything. You understand a little bit. But it would be nice you have to have someone, you know, think with you and walk you through the process, just one step by step, which is very, very important. And it not just bring the business, it's also being confident, and it's also bring the future direction, you know, like the vision, what direction that we think is for a year, and, you know, or not, you know, and what we're going to do in the next year or a few more years, what the direction the company will go. It's not happen just work alone. It all happen when someone like you know, like team coach us, you know, and walk us through that. That was very important, and it bring back some life and something that you know, to remind us that to our business is good and it's fun. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, I'm really glad that you both found me again. I didn't know till just tonight that you had found me back in 2008 and then found me again in 2012. So it's another reason why it's important to continue marketing, because you just never know when it's going to be the right time. So on that note, I think that one of the things I wanted to share about being a coach and working with someone is that I've been really proud of both of you, and that you were willing to take the small incremental steps and step back from your business and look at it and look for those opportunities. Where do we need to improve things? Where do we need to eliminate things? Where do we need to focus? And focus on a few strategies and work on building those up before we start doing other ones. So I really wanted to commend you. It's been a real pleasure working with you, and I've been really proud of the progress that you've made, and I know that you're going to continue to make that progress. How would a traveler who's wanting to go to Bangkok, to Thailand, Cambodia, or Myanmar, or a tour operator, or travel agent who wants a good operator, and you guys are a good operator, I've seen the trips that you do, I know that you're committed to your clients, how would they get a hold of you? What's the best way?
Okay, email or send us a submit form at www.lets-tour-bangkok.com. Or our new website we will launch soon. It's called eatwalktalktour.com.
Excellent. And I will have a link on the show notes when I post this soon. With the links and such as well. And Wei, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing your wisdom. And I hope that maybe at a later time we could come back and revisit the TripAdvisor thing and really walk through the steps and the strategies and the actual tactics that we used to move you from whatever it was, number 89 to number 4. Okay.
Thank you, Tim.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining your host, Tim Warren, on another Travel Business Success podcast. Since 1994, Tim and his team have helped hundreds of startups to seasoned pros with valuable seminars, articles, books, and no-nonsense advice. For additional tips, tools, and news, plus a free marketing mini course, visit AdventureBizSuccess.com.